Okay, today is Daf Mem Tes. We are on Mem Ches Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Shlo Omer Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava Uberchasa Aretz Umalchus Beis David Beboni Yerushalayim. If you don't say all those things, which we say all those things because of this Gemara, Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava Uberchasa Aretz Umalchus Beis David Beboni Yerushalayim Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavaso. You are not Yotze, you're Chiyuv. What Chiyuv? L'chor, benching. Nachum Azakin Omer, Tzarech Sheyizkar Ba Bris. You also have to mention Bris. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzarech Sheyizkar Ba Torah. You have to also mention Torah. Plimi Omer, Tzarech Sheyakdim Bris L'Torah. You have to say Bris before Torah. Shezu Nitna B'Shalosh Brisos. Because Torah, don't turn the page, Torah was written in four Brisos. Torah Nitna B'Shalosh Brisos. Torah was written in three brisos. What's three brisos? What does that mean, three brisos? Says Rashi. Kigon. B'shloshim mekomos nitna Torah liYisrael. The Torah was given to Yisrael in three places. Which three places? Sinai, one. Ol Moed, two. Har Gerizim, three. And Arvos Moavis, four. Three equals four. Hakol, b'kol echad nichras a bris. And every one of these had a bris. What exactly does that mean? Rashi, the Gemara said three, and Rashi says four. What's going on? I don't know. In the back, there's this massive footnote to try to explain what Rashi's talking about. Kidatanya Mesech Lesota. Okay. Okay, fine. So anyway, the Gemara says three. Somehow Rashi comes up with a fourth one. Okay. And Vizu and Brismila was Nitna B'yud Gimel Brisos. With 13 Brisos. If you count the number of times it says the word Bris in Parshas Lech Lecha, it'll equal 13. Rab Abba Amar, Tzarech Shiyomer Bahoda, Betchila, Vesof. You have to say Hoda in the beginning and the end, right? The Hapoches, Lo Yichos Me'alef. If you're not going to do that twice, you're not going to have it twice, at least have it once. You can't get less than once. V'chol Hapoches Me'alef, if you have less than once, Harejem Maguna. That's terrible, that's disgusting. That's not right. V'chol Hachosem Manchil Arzos, Beberchat Ha'aretz. And if someone says, Blessed Hashem, who Manchil Arzos, he inherits land, Beberchas Haaretz, in the bracha of Berchas Haaretz, Umoshia es Yisrael, Beboni Yerushalayim, Hareze Bur. That's that you're not Haaretz, you're a Bur. What's so terrible? Because that's what Hashem did, right? After the Mabul, everyone got their own land. So what are you thanking Hashem for that for? If you thank for Klal Yisrael, for Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, that's something special. The whole world got the land. The Danes live in Denmark and the French live in France. Why is that? What are you praising that for? That's a your boor. V'chol she'ena omer bris v'torah b'birchas ha'aretz. And if you don't say bris v'torah b'birchas ha'aretz, u'malchus beis David boni Yerushalayim lo yotzi yedei chovaso. You're not yotzi yechiev. It doesn't really mean you're not yotzi yechiev. The Ra'ah says that doesn't mean you're not yotzi yechiev. It's like when Rav Gamliel says in Seder. If you don't say these things, you're not yotzi yechiev. You're not yotzi yechiev. You ate matzah, you didn't say it, you're not yotzi yechiev. Doesn't mean you're not yotzi. It means that so on some level, you're not a shlema. So, same thing over here. You're not Yotze benching? You thank Hashem, you leave out the words Tubris and Torah. You're not Yotze benching? Of course, you're Yotze. So some kind of shlema idea you don't get. Okay. Fine. Messiah Leila of Elah, Eloi. Damar of Eloi, Amar of Yaakov, Baracha, Mishra Rabbeinu, Kol Shalom Amar Brits V'Torah, Bebrechas Aret, Umachas Bezdav, Bebon Yushalayim. You don't say all these things. Yotze Dei Chavaso. Fine. Pligiba Abayosi ben Dostoyev Rabbanon. Chadam Ratova Metiv Tzucha Malchus. One said Atova Metiv requires Malchus. Vechadam Ratova ain't Tzucha Malchus. And one said it doesn't require Malchus. Manda Amar Tzucha Malchus Kasavar Derabbanon. Don't hold Tzucha Malchus says you have to have Derabbanon. What's going on? So if you go to benching, benching starts off with a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hazonus Olam. No delucha does not start with a bracha. Allah kol does not start with a bracha. Rachim na does not start with a bracha. Then, uvnei Yerushalayim does not start with a bracha. Baruch ato Hashem, ulakeinu melech olam. Hatovimit starts with a bracha. Why does it start with a bracha? Because it's derabanan. What is that supposed to mean? Exactly the point. Since it's derabanan, if it would be a doraisa, it would not start with a bracha. Why would it not start with a bracha? None of the other ones started with a bracha. They're all doraisa. That's called a bracha hasmucha lechavrata. Like Shmoneh Esrei. No bracha in Shmoneh Esrei starts with a bracha, except for the first one. Why? Because every single one is connected to the one before. So they all end with brachas. And Tovah is the opposite. It starts with a bracha and doesn't end with a bracha. It's the word Al Yechasreinu. Right? People always scratch, I should say Amen now? Like people scratch their head. What am I saying Amen for? It doesn't end with, it's a funny thing. That's exactly the point. It's the Rabbanon, that's why it's different. That's what the Gemara says, right? So Manda Omar, Hatova Meitiv Tzvicha Malchus, V'chad Omar Ein Tzvicha, Manda Omar Tzvicha Malchus, because of the Rabbanon. It's the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon wanted to emphasize that it's a Durabanon. Don't think it's a Daraisa. And therefore it starts with a bracha.
Now, how do those who say that Birkas HaTorah is Daraisa, but we have two brachas?
So we said we had a Tosfos yesterday, 2 days ago, about that issue. And we said, because it used to be that only one person made the bracha at the beginning, and then the last...
I'm talking about in the morning when we say Birkas HaTorah, we'd say two brachas.
Yeah, so that's a whole discussion. Why are we saying two brachas? What are you saying two brachas for? That's nothing to do with this. Then, Umandama Ein Tzvicha Malchus, if you hold Ein Tzvicha Malchus, if you don't start off with that, Kasava Daraisa. Now, we don't know what that is, because we don't hold like that. Then he holds Daraisa. Rashi says, Daraisa he, but Birchas Ha'aretz who? In Birchas Ha'aretz, in no delacha, they would say a bracha somehow, Kedama Le'el, Ashenot Sanzeh, Hatov Ha'metiv, Hevelei Brachas Mughal Lecharvata, Umihu Posech Vababarach Lafi, Shibizichasa, Hi Chasimasa, fine, okay, fine.
We just said that. Make it known that it was the Rabbanon.
Right.
Is, for what reason? So that sometimes you say that they wanted to make a bracha, maybe to make it to, so that people should take it seriously. But what is the reason? Okay, so now you know it's a Rabbanon, and so if you're short on time, just say that they're rice. Like, what is the reason they wanted it to be?
Maybe for workers, for Poland, they're going to skip it, things like that. There could be reasons, exactly. It could be reasons. The Tosfos says on top, Hiksha Rashi. Rashi asks, Hoil Fahi Doraisa. So if it's a Doraisa, Amai Poseches Bebarach. Why does it start with a bracha? If you hold the Doraisa, it still starts with a bracha. Right? Why? Bebarach. Hasmuchi, who's smuchi? It's smucha. V'tirat, and Rashi answers, because the Ktsarihi. It's a short bracha. So why not? I it's so long. That all came later. That all came later. It's all added on later. All these tefillos, all added on later. So it's a short bracha, so why not? Vihavi hoda, ba'alma, be'berchas peros, ke'berchas peros. Really, it's no different than berchas peros, or berchas mitzvos, right? One-liners. So, Hatov HaMeitiv is also one-liner. Today it's so long. It was added later. And Tosa said that later, earlier in the week. Then he says, v'tema, amai eno osa osa yosa mishar brachos, asmuchos, shechosemes, v'lopachazes, hoel v'daraisahi, hayelon l'hayrichlo, v'lachto b'barach, v'loloshanos mishar smuchos, right? And so then why, then Tosfos asks, so 1 second, then why, if that's true, right? 1 second, where am I? No, I gotta go back to the question again. V'tema, amai e shina osa yosem yishar brachas asmuchos shechosemes v'lo poseches? Why is this different then? Why is it different?
If it's Doraisa.
If it's Doraisa hi, hayo lahayrech ba v'lachto b'baruch. V'lo lishanos mishar smuchos. So why is it different? V'yeshom, so he answers, deina chenami. You're right. Laman de is lay shehi daraisa. If you hold it daraisa, hayachosim, you would end off with a bracha v'lo poseach, and they wouldn't start with a bracha. We don't know what that means. We don't know what that looks like because we don't hold like this, right? V'chein isi b'tosefta the hedya, fine. Rebbe said glili hayamayrich v'ba v'chosim. He would end off with a bracha. We don't have that because we don't hold like that. But if you do hold like that, then why not do it like that? Fine. Tadar abanan ma'u chosim. What do you end off? B'binyan Yerushalayim. In the bracha, B'binyan Yerushalayim, B'bilas Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Moshiach Yisrael in B'binyan Yerushalayim. Lo? No, of course not. Ele'ema af Moshiach Yisrael. Fine. Rabbi Barbaruna, Ikla Lebei Reish Kalusa. Rabbi Barbaruna went to visit the Reish Kalusa. Pasach Bechada, Besayim Betarti. He started off with one inyan, meaning, Rachim Hashem al Yisrael Amecha, which is that's the bracha of U'B'nei Yerushalayim, right? We saw Rachim Noah, Shadab Rachmanes, Ayishol Amecha, Ayishalayim Yirecha. And then he ended off with two things. What two things? Moshiach Yisrael, Ubone Yerushalayim. We only have in our bracha, Baruchat Hashem, Bonei Baruch Hamav Yerushalayim. Amen. We don't have the other part of Moshiach. It's not in our bracha. So Amar of Chista, Gevurta, Lemichtan Betarti. You must be a very brave man. And Gevur, you think you have big shoulders to end off with two different topics? For Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Ein Chosim B'Shtayim. You don't end off with two different topics. Gufa, Rabbi Omer, Ein Chosim B'Shtayim. You don't end off with two different topics. So Esvei, Levi, Larebi, What do you mean? We have Halal Eretz, Halal Mazon. Two different topics. Because that's one topic. Eretz, the Mafka Mazon. It's the land that produces Mazon. What about Halal Eretz, Halal Peros? Same thing. Eretz, the Mafka Peros. The land that produces Peros. What about Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim? It's Mekadosh Yisrael and Zmanim. Same thing. Yisrael, the Kachin Zmanim. The Yisrael that produces the Zmanim. What about Mekadosh Yisrael of Rosh HaChadoshim? Same thing. Yisrael, the Kachin, the Rosh HaChadoshim. Didn't he know the answer to that question?
Yeah, by now.
Didn't he know the answer? Why did he ask, what's the difference between Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh?
Right?
What's the difference? The rabbi asked it twice. It's the same answer. What?
You have an answer for that question?
Yeah, you're not going to like the answer. The answer is because the Tzlach says that what about, because not Rosh Chodesh today, Bizman Hazeh is already Kavua, so therefore it's not the same thing as Yom Tov. But we made it Kavua, so I'm not sure I'm 100% sure of the answer. Unlike Shabbos. We made a Kavua. We don't have a Re'iyah anymore. We made a calendar. The Gedola made a calendar during times of Abayin Rafa. From now on, until Mashiach comes, it's all set. We're not Mekadosh HaChodesh anymore. It's all set. Rosh Chodesh, this is coming up. This coming week. Tuesday and Wednesday. Who said? And I can look at when's Rosh Chodesh going to be in 50 years from now. It'll be in the calendar. Go on the internet. You'll have it. Right?
Yom Tov also the same thing.
What?
Yom Tov also Kavua now.
It's Kavua because Rosh Chodesh is Kavua.
Right.
They go hand in hand.
If you say that all these things are the same thing, so why don't you say that Bnei Yerushalayim and Mashiach Yisrael is the same thing?
Because they're not the same thing. What is Yerushalayim? No. What about Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmanim? What about Mekadosh Yisrael Shabbos Vazmanim? Shabbos has nothing to do with us. Hashem made Shabbos. That's the difference between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Hashem made Shabbos. So how could that be the same thing? That's not, for sure not the same thing. Right. Chutz Mizu, that's an exception. You're right, that's an exception. That's right. Maishna, why is that an exception? Hacha. Hacha chadahi, my umayshna. Why is that an exception? Hacha chadahi, right? Mekadesh Hashabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. It's all one inyan of kedusha. That's in that sense, it's the same, right? Hasam tarti. Here, Yerushalayim and Mashiach, kol chad devachad ba'apen afshin. They're two totally different things. They have nothing to do with each other. Okay. The time of Mai ain't chosen b'shtayim. Why can't you? What kind of halach is this? You can't end a bracha with two topics. Why not? Because l'fisha ain't osin mitzvos chavilos. You can't make mitzvos in bundles. Whatever that means. I'm not sure what it means. It's a big discussion what it even means. But the Gemara says it means that. It means this. What? Because so Rashi says not here. It says in Pesachim that you won't have the right kavana. That's one answer. Tosfos says because you will be mezalzel one over the other. Similar things. So therefore, you can't do. Like, what does it mean to have? What does it mean chamitzus chavilas? Like to have a shaver brachas on a yontif. Nobody does that. Maybe sometimes they do. You get married right before Shavuos. There'll be shaver brachas on Shavuos. So you're doing chamitzus chavilas. You're mixing up the mitzvah of yontif with the mitzvah of shaver brachas. So what are you doing? So either one's gonna get prominence and not the other one, or you're gonna be mezalzel one for the other one. So don't do that. People do it. I'm not saying you can't do it. That's an example where it can come up. Kiddush and Havdalah at the same time. Like if Yom Tov is much the Shabbos.
Shaver brachas on Shabbos, no?
What? You have to. There's no way around that.
Right. So why is that?
What?
No,
I said my idea is. But my idea is doing two different things at the same time. So you shouldn't do that because one gives. There's nothing to do with the Siyum on Purim. You're allowed to do that. Nothing to do with that. They used to Badafka make weddings on Purim.
Really?
Yeah, so they would save money. They have a Purim suit and a wedding suit at the same time. Rosh Shlomo Zalman got married on a Purim for that reason. To save money. Yeah.
Also, you once mentioned that we can use Yom Tov candles as Havdalah candles.
Right, things like that. So, here the Gemara says you shouldn't make two brachas at the same time, two different topics, because you're going to give one more prominence, or Tosafot says you're going to be mezalzel one over the other. Fine. Where am I?
Mitzvah.
Right, exactly. It's an idea. May have Allah, what's the bottom line? Arav Sheshes, Pasach Barachim Amcha Yisrael, V'chosim B'Mashiach Yisrael. Pasach Barachim Al Yishroayim, Chosim B'Oni Yishroayim. So it depends how you start. However you start, that's how you finish. Rav Nachman Amar Filu, Pasach Barachim Al Yisrael, even if you start off Rachim Al Yisrael, Chosim B'Boni Yerushalayim, Mishum Shenemar, because it says, B'Oni Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisrael Yichanes. It's fine. Amos said B'Oni Yerushalayim Hashem, when will that get built up? B'Zman Shen Nidche Yisrael Yichanes, when there's the ingathering of the exiles. Amalir of Zerul of Chista, Nasi Mar Vinisni, come teach me some halachas. So Amalei, Birchas Mizona Lo Gamirna. I didn't even finish learning Hilchas Bet Benching. The Tanuya Masnini, I should teach it to you? So Amalei, my high, what's going on? Amalei, the Ikla Lebe Reish Kalusa, once went to the Reish Kalusa's house, Ubarichi Birchas Mizona, we made a Bircha, we were benching over there, Vizakh Rav Sheshes, Likaue Alai Kechivya. And Rav Sheshes got angry at me like a, he got angry at me like a snake. Like his neck got hot, got hard like a snake. He was angry at me. Why was he angry? Tolo Omri lo Bris lo Torah lo Malchus. I left those things out. Rav Sheshes got angry. Vamai lo Amarta, so why didn't you say them, Taka? Because Kedur Bechananel, I'm a Rav. Vamai lo Chananel, I'm a Rav. Lo Amar Bris for Torah Malchus, Yotze. Yotze. I didn't say it because I heard, I learned the Yotze. Why? Bris lo Fisheino Benashim. Women don't have a Bris Mila. So what do they say? Right? Torah umalchus v'she'ena lo banashim v'lo b'avadim. I didn't mention Torah umalchus. That applies not by women, not by avadim. V'atshevakta kol hani tanoi v'amroi v'avdir k'rav. And you ignored all those people held like Rav? He's a tachyachin about that. If you remember back on Daf Chaf, the Gemara had a question, if women are chayiv in benching, midaraisa or midarabanim? The Gemara didn't answer the question. What was the question based on? Because women can't say bris in Torah. Not that they can't say it. They can say the words. It doesn't apply to them.
Right.
So it doesn't apply to them. Maybe the whole benching doesn't apply to them. We left it off with Sarachid. The Gemara didn't answer the question. And to this day, no one knows what to say about women chayiv in benching. They're chayiv in benching. But no one knows if it's Darais or Darabanim. Right? Because it's... Here the Gemara will lose to it again.
But isn't that, you know, different from a blind man saying in the brachas in the morning, cakes and cream?
So we say that he says it because other people can help him. People that have vision can help him. Right? He can't walk to shul, so you can help him walk to shul. So he benefits by people having light. Here, it's a different kind of thing. Women are not chayef in the midst of bris milah. It doesn't apply to them. So what are they saying it for? What are they praising Hashem for about it? Doesn't apply? It applies to their son and their husband? So it's a funny question anyway, but we don't have an answer. Okay. No, but you benefit from it, no? In the sense that it applies to you. You're going to become happy when it happens.
Exactly, but everybody benefits from something else anyway.
Right, so it's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar B'yachanan. Hatova Meitiv Tzvi Chamalchus. You have to say a malchus by tova meitiv. My kamash belong. What's the chiddush? Kol bracha sheim ba malchus lo shma bracha. That what? That any bracha doesn't have malchus, not a bracha. But it's all news. From Rabbi Yochanan Chadazimna, he said that already. Rabbi Zera lomar shetzricha shtei malchios. You have to have two malchios. Chad didei v'chad de bona Yerushalayim. One for itself and one for bona Yerushalayim. Right? Yeah. Ihachi niboy tlas. He said three malchuses. Chad didei, v'chad debon Yerushalayim, v'chad debirchas ha'aretz. Why not? Ela, birchas ha'aretz, my time alo, mishum dehavili birchas, mukha lechavata. What do you mean? So what the Gemara is asking is, no delacha should have a bracha of malchus and no delacha. But no delacha ends of the bracha. So that's for sure wrong. What about boni Yerushalayim itself? There are two things in there. Hatov ha'meitiv, and I want to mention also boni Yerushalayim, should have two malchuses. Boni Yerushalayim, naima lo tivoi. I don't need one for that either. Da bracha smucha lechavrata. It's a bracha smucha lechavrata, right? What bracha? What does that mean? We start off rachim la Hashem alokeinu, and we end off bracha to Hashem. Boni bracha Yerushalayim amen. So why should we, then we say bracha to Hashem alokeinu melech olam? Only one melech. Why? Fatov ha'meitiv. Why do we need more? So why does Rav Nachman say two? So hu adin afil boni Yerushalayim nami lo boy. You don't need it a malchus for that. You don't need that. Ella, I did the Amar Malchus, based David, since we just mentioned Malchus, based David, Lav Urach Arva, it wouldn't be right to the Amar Malchus Shemayim, not to also mention a Malchus Hashem. That's why it would be having to have two.
Oh, you don't say two.
No. Rav Papa Amar, Hachik Amar, Tzricha Shtei Malchus, Levar Medidei. Here's what we say. You need two Malchuses besides for itself. Says Rashi, Kigod. Avinu Malkeinu Adiweinu Barainu Goleinu Kocheinu Kadosh Yaakov Roeinu Reisrael Melech Atov Meitev Lakol. We see so many things praising Hashem. That's why we do it, because of this Gemara. Because since we're doing it, since we mentioned Boni Yerushalayim, which is about Hashem and Atov Meitev, so we're going to bench Hashem again in many, many ways. Fine. Next, Yosef Rav Zera, Achorid Rav Gidol. Rav Zera was sitting behind Rav Gidol. The Yosef of Gidl came to Rav Huna. And Rav Gidl was sitting before Rav Huna. The Yosef, and he was sitting. Some take out this word, Vyosef, because it said it, just said it. The Karmar, and it said, he said, Tov, somebody made a mistake. V'lo hizkir shol Shabbos. And he forgot the bracha of Shabbos. He forgot to mention Ritzei. We say Ritzei in the middle of Bona Yerushalayim. We say Rachim. Then we say Ritzei. Then we say Uvnei Yerushalayim Ircha. Also Yalav Yav was there too. Tov v'lo hizkir shol Shabbos. Omer, what do? You say, Baruch Shanasan Shabbosos L'menucha L'amo Yisrael Ba'ahava. Right? You make another bracha. Where do you make this bracha? We'll get to that in Amud Beis. Why do you say Ba'ahava? You ever notice that on Yontif, whenever it's Yontif davening, you always stick in the word Ba'ahava every time? Why? You ever wonder why? With love. And Yontif is not with love.
Do it on Shabbos too?
No. On Shabbos, only Yontif. Only Yontif. When you think of Yontif Musaf. Yontif Musaf. It's a special davening. Only say it on Yontif. Only say it on the Rosh Chodesh Regalim. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur too. If it's a Shabbos, what do you say? You always stick in the word Abba Ahava. Mm-hmm. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Well, I don't know why you do that. I always wondered why. I didn't know why. So the Ma'at Yontif says, I'll tell you why. Because Shabbos was given at Mara. It was before Matan Torah. It was a special, Hashem loves us so much. Before even I got to give you Shabbos. Shabbos is a special relationship, and that's why it's Ba'ahava. Okay, not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. That's good. Anyway, Laos Bris Kodesh, Baruch Makadesh Shabbos. Right? Very nice. Right? Okay. Now, so it's in the Siddur, by the way. This is Mati. You once told me, this is so true. This page, there's a page over here of brachas that you forgot to say. It's at the end of benching, and if you forgot to say them, you could stick them in. Where you could stick them in, we'll get to an Amud Beis. This was not in a Siddur 30 years ago. This page of brachas that you forgot to say, if you forgot to say Ritzei, what do? It'd be like it was a new thing. A lot of things like that. Like he runs on for the guest. They don't see this to not be in benchers. All of a sudden it's in benchers. This also used to not be in benchers.
It's not Gemara. We did it.
It's a Beferish and Gemara. Yeah. So listen to this bracha. Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Asher Natan Shabbosos L'Menucha L'Amo Yisrael Ba'ava L'Oz Bris Kodesh. Bracha to Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why are there two brachas? It's one line. So Tosfos asked that question. Huh?
It's a bracha Kitzara.
We don't make a bracha. You don't say a bracha on lulav like that. Bracha to Hashem, l'kedem elcham, asher, k'rishan, b'rzat, v'lenot, al tils lulav. Bracha to Hashem, al tils lulav. Don't say that. But here we do say it. So Tosfos asked that question.
Only a couple of brachas like that.
Very few. Very few. So Tosfos says, because it's very rare. Very rare. That's what Tosfos says. Im tomar, v'smuchi. It's samach to it. What are you doing? V'yeshlomar hal, v'l'niskan el-sham el-la omra b'prakim. It's only once in a while, if you forgot Ritzei. Most people don't forget Ritzei, right? Sheshachach Ritzei v'achlitein, if you forgot Ritzei. In Zekari Smucha, it's not samach to anything. Because it really doesn't belong here. It shouldn't have never said it. You made a mistake, so therefore, what kind of answer is that? It's a funny answer, right? V'tzarech b'pasicha b'baruch. And you have to start with a bracha. You start with the word bracha, baruch, and you end off with a bracha also, because it's very rare. U'brachas shal yurches brachos, Kulam smuchos lebrachas kelchai v'kayim. Shon Esrei, every single one is samach to the first one. Why? Inami Elokei Avram Hainu Malchus. The first one's Malchus. Avram Avinu. Kedamidon b'shenivra olam lo hayo adam b'shekar lakosh baruchu el adon. So Avram Avinu changed the whole world. He was the first monotheist of an organized religion, really, because Adam and Noach also lechora were monotheists, right? But they didn't call Hashem this with Adon Olam. They say Avram Avinu wrote it. All because of all these reasons, every bracha in Shmon Esrei is connected to the first one. Therefore, you don't say bracha by every single one. What about here? Says Tosfos, it's rare. Interesting idea. Okay. Anyway, Amalei.
Figure out why some yes and some no.
Exactly. Amalei man amr. Who told you this halacha? Rav. Rav said it. Had the Yosef v'kamar. Tov lo hiska shal yontif. If you forgot Yal v'yavo. Omer baruch shenasal yomim tov l'amo Yisrael. L'simcha l'zikaron baruch. Mikadesh, Yisrael Vazmanim. Amalei, Manam, who said that? Rav. Hadi Yosef Vekamar, Tov Lizka Shal Rosh Chodesh. So you forgot Yal V'Yav for Rosh Chodesh. Amar Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodesh L'Ama Yisrael Zikaron. Right? Very good. Correct. V'lo Yadana, I Amar Ba, B'Simcha, Ilo Ba Simcha, do you say the word Simcha or not? The end of the bracha, he didn't know all that. If he said it himself, if his Rebbe said it, I don't know. and he was sitting there by Rav Nachman. Tar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake. Vahadar Lareshi. He went back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei, beginning of benching. He forgot to say Ritzei. He went back to the beginning of benching. Amalei, my time of Avad Marachi. Why'd you go back to the beginning of benching? Amalei, Damar of Shila, Amar of Arav, Tar Chazal Rosh. You know why I went back to the beginning of benching? Because it says, if you forget benching, you go back to the beginning. Right? Right? You forgot Ritzei, you have to go back to the beginning. Let's say you're sitting with a bunch of people, four or five people, and you forgot Ritzei. You have to bench over again. You have to be mezumin again? No, nobody holds that. Nobody holds that. You don't have to make a mezumin again. You have to bench again. Right? Va'amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. We just said, Tara Amar Baruch Shenosan. You say a special bracha. Amalei, no, Lavit Marallah. Amar Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa. Amar Rav. Lo Shadu Elosh Lo Pasach Bar Tov HaMetiv. That's only true if you didn't start a Tov HaMetiv. Avo Pasach Bar Tov HaMetiv Chazal Arosh. Which means, right? Which means, here's how it goes. In benching, we have Rachim. Rachim ends with the words, Shlom Evo, Shlom Nikolem, Le'olam Va'ed. Here's where you say Ritzei and Oryal V'yavo. Then, you forgot. Then, you say the words, Duboni Yerushalayim, Yerakos, Shnei Rabbeinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, B'nei Barachamav, Yerushalayim, Amen. Now you remember
that you forgot.
Now you could say one of these brachas. Ooh, for Ritzei, Oryal V'yavo for Rosh Chodesh, Oryal V'yavo for what's it called?
Yantif.
For Yantif. Then you're good to go. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, well, what if he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and now you remember that you didn't say Yalav Yavo. Oh, since the same words are the same, you can say the Harachamon, not Harachamon, this Bracha for forgetting Ritzei, because it starts off the exact same way. Right? Even though you started off with the Bracha, having in mind. So no one has Kavana, you have Kavana, but I'm taking it, no one has Kavana. So you could say, I'm saying this Bracha for the other bracha, right. And when I finish that, then I can go back to Tova Native.
And after that, if you remember after that?
You have to go back to the beginning of benching.
It depends for what, which one?
For all of them. Really? That's what we said. Right? Okay. And by the way, okay, very good. Okay. Right. Fine. Okay? Good?
Yep.
Good. Where am I up to? Amar of Idi bar Avin, Amar of Amram, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Ta, if somebody made a mistake, follow his kesher Rosh Chodesh betfila. If you forgot to say Yalav Yavo in davening, machzirin also. You have to repeat. Be Rosh Chodesh, be Brichas Hamazon in machzirin also. In benching, you don't have to repeat. Why not? Why don't you have to repeat? This is halacha, by the way. If you forgot Yalav Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat. Why not? Because you don't have a chiyuv to wash. So if you don't have a chiyuv to wash, you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo. This is a big discussion by women. If women forget Yalav Yavo on Yontif, do they have to repeat Berachas Hamazon? What's the shaila? Do women have a chiyuv to wash? Do they have such a chiyuv? Men for sure do. It's a whole complicated machlokas if women have a chiyuv to wash or not. If they do, then they do, and if they don't, they don't. But on Rosh Chodesh, nobody does. It's nice to do it. It's a wonderful thing, right? As soon as Rosh Chodesh, right? It's very nice. It's the shortest simon in Shulchan Aruch. That there's a minute to make a Mesudah on Rosh Chodesh. Right?
That's the whole Siman.
That's the whole Siman, one line. There are two tiny Simanim. That's one, and the other one's Malava Malka. There's a minute to have a Chiyav, I don't know what the word exactly was, to have Malava Malka. You know, one of the rabbis said that there's a line, it's on the Haftorah of Parshas Kisisa, that Eliyahu HaNavi criticized Bnei Yisrael. How long are you going to be on Shnei Sifim? On both sides of the fence? Either for Hashem, or for the Goyim? What kind of dual, you know? Kind of Jekyll and Hyde. Sometimes you go to shul, then you go to the over to Avodah Zarah. We're all like that, right? How long are you going to be Shnei Sifim on both sides of the Sif? Which means fence. So one of the rabbis said, it means how long are you going to ignore these two little simanim that no one holds from? Balav Malka and Suras Rosh Chodesh. How long are you going to be avoiding those Shnei Sifim, right? Okay. Anyway, Amalei Rav Avin, Rav Amram, Maishna Tfila, Maishna Berchas Hamazon. What's the difference between Tfila and Berchas Hamazon? So Amalei, Ludini Kasha, had the same Kasha. What's the difference? I don't know. He didn't know. Let's go try to analyze it. Tfilah dechovahi. Tfilah dechiyuv. You have to have mincha. You forgot to say alviyov. You got to repeat one esrei. Brichas amazona. Ibay achel. Ibay lo achel. If you want to eat. If you don't want to eat. Ain machzirin also. Therefore, you don't have to repeat the benching. No chiyuv to eat. By the way, on Shabbos, that's a whole discussion. What if you forgot? It's Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Then you forgot, you mentioned Ritzei. No, you forgot Ritzei, and you said Yalav Yavo. Then you bench again. Now you said Ritzei, but you forgot Yalav Yavo. So do you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? You have to repeat benching again? I said benching twice now. Each one, I said one, not the other one. I have to bench a third time? I think the Magen Avraham says, you don't have to, because you got them both. It doesn't have to be the same. Yeah. Okay, that's a whole, you know, these like lumbish questions you could ask. Anyway, so 1 second. So to ask Tosafos, in Tomar, V'havi Rosh Chodesh miyome delo l'tanon b'hon, the Megillah times. Not on a fast on Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean you don't have to eat? You're not on a fast. Not allowed to. So Tosafos answers, you're right, you're not on a fast. Dachi perusho, iboy ochel, iboy lo ochel, pas. You don't have a chifti pas. It's true, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Someone says, well, I want to fast today, you're not allowed to. Right? So if you want to, you have to have something, you have to have a coffee, you have to have a cookie, something you have to have. You don't have to prepare to wash. That you don't have to do, no chiv and washing, right? She is chayvein over brechas hamazon. Does not make you chayv brechas hamazon. Avo yontif, on yontif, tzarech lechol pas. You have to eat bread on yontif. Ask Tosfos 1 second. The tema, is that true? Amrina besukkah, we say in sukkah, e boy achel, the e boy lo achel, chutzman al rishona. You want to eat in the sukkah, you want to eat outside the sukkah, it's all good. Except for the first, in other words, if you want to eat. If you want to not eat, don't eat. But the first night you have to eat in the sukkah. And then we just say that Rosh Chodesh you can play that game. Right? Rosh Chodesh you can eat potato chips. You don't have to go into the sukkah. You don't have to wash. You know, if you can't do that, you have to have a suda. Right? The Yalav Tezvav b'chagamatzos. Right? So there's no chiyuv to eat pas on yontif? So it sounds like. So Tosfos is going to hair split. V'yesh lomar, and the answer is dachi perusha. She'ein tzarach lechol b'sukkah im lo yirtza. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. Mihilchas sukkah. Avol but b'shvil yontif, but because of hilchas yontif, tzarach lechol pas. You have to have pas because it's hilchas yontif, not because hilchas sukkas, because it's hilchas yontif. Does that make any sense? That makes no sense, right?
Only for the yontif days, but not for Chalavai.
Why do you mean? It's no difference. What's the difference? It's a big discussion. You have to wash the chalamoid. It's a big discussion. Anyway, so says Tosfos, what's the difference? Im tzarech lechol b'shul yontif or b'shul sukkas? What's the difference? Why you have to wash? No matter what you have to wash. I'll tell you a big difference. Says Tosfos, what if it's raining?
Right.
I don't have to go into the sukkah. Do I have to wash?
Yeah. Or even if it's starts raining in the middle.
I'm not going into the sukkah. It's pouring rain. Not the first night. It's pouring rain. Everyone's putter. According to every single sheet in the world, it's mamish mabbling. Do I have to wash?
Yeah.
Says Tosfos, 100% you have to wash. Why? Because it's yontif.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not eating in the sukkah. Forget that. So Tosfos, miyu, amar Rabbeinu Yehuda, then afkamina ki goin dishiyar du gishamim. It's raining. V'achlu chutzul sukkah. The hashta im l'kavad yontif. Shaper. You have to wash. Im aval im b'shvil sukkah b'yontif rishon tzarech lachzav alechol b'sukkah. Then you go back into the sukkah. Right? If it's raining. You don't have to do that. Why? No chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. So therefore I could eat at home. I have to wash? Absolutely. That's how you could split sukkah and yontif. Okay? Yeah. So then he says that somebody fasted on yontif. That was a times chalom. It's a different story. Right? And then, okay. Now listen to this one. Usuda shlishis shel Shabbos. What about shalosh shudas on Shabbos? Have a mesupik rabbeinu ri. The ri was mesupik. What was he mesupik? If you forgot to say ritzei by shalosh shudas, do you have to repeat benching? After all, shema iboy lo achol elamina tagima. Because if you want, you can be yotze shalosh shudas with not washing. You're yotze. So do I have to repeat Shmone? Do I have to repeat benching by Yalav? By repeat benching by Shalosh Shudas? If I forgot to say Ritzei, you don't have to really wash. It's better to 100%. You're whatever that means. You're Yotze. It's better, no? So do you have to repeat? What do you think? So Tosa says it's a machlokas. Afal pi chashiv gabe mishra ishto alidei Shalosh Shudas. Mocha, the means, Mishal Shabbos, Im Kain, Mashma, to Kulam Shavos. It says to us, I think they're all the same. No difference. Because the wife is serving you something, Shalosh Shudas, she serves you three meals, so no difference. Also, the ode, Kivan the Alfina Mimon, we learn that from the Mon. There's no difference on the Mon, Alma, Shavas Hain. They're the same thing. Every meal is the same. Mihu, Imachal, Sud, the Revias, if you ate another meal on Shabbos, a fourth meal, which could happen, if you did that, then for sure you don't have to, and you forgot to say Ritei, you don't have to repeat benching, because in Echanami, it was only voluntary, there's no chiyah for that. But Tosus holds that by Shalosh Shudas, I don't know what the Halacha Lamaisa is. But Tosus clearly holds, Shalosh Shudas, if you forgot to say Ritei, you have to repeat benching. Why have to repeat benching? Why? Because it's no different than anything else. All the three meals are exactly the same. Very interesting, no? Okay. Elameata, if that's all true, back to the Gemara, Shabbos v'yomim tovim, Shabbos and Yontif dolo sagi dolo achel, hachanami di boy hadar. So on Yontif, you have to wash. So you tell me if you forgot to say Yalavir, you have to repeat benching? Yeah, I'm all in, yes, exactly. Tamar v'shila amarav, ta'ach chazal arosh. You have to repeat. V'amar v'vuna amarav, ta'ach amar barach shenasan. But you could say one of these brachas over here, and get out of repeating. Yeah, same answer. That's as long as you didn't start a tova meitiv. Once you start a tova meitiv, you have to repeat benching. Very good. Ad kama mezamnin. Then the next question was, how much do you have to eat to make a zimun? Remember, the Rav Meir chashiv le kezayis for Rav Yehuda kebeitza, which is what the Mishnah said. How much do you have to eat to bench? A kezayis are v'im chashmein luhu. They hold the exact opposite sheet to somewhere else. Ditnan. Somebody left Yerushalayim. Vidiskin, he remembered, oh, Shahibiyado Basar Kodesh. He says Kodesh meat, which you're not allowed to take out of Yerushalayim. And he took it out, he forgot. V'im of our tzufim, if he already passed the place, we can no longer see the base of Mikdash, he's so far away already. Sarfim Mimkomo. You burn it where you are. I'm not going to be my triach for you to go back. V'im lav, and if not, Chosim Sarfil of Nehabira. You just walked out, you're in Rehov Yafo, you're still not far away, go back. Go back and burn it there.
Why burn it?
What? Because that's what you do. No, you have to go back and burn it because you took it out of Yerushalayim. It's possible now.
But Nabi
Rabati Amaracha. Ad Kamahim Chodrin. How much meat do you have to go back for? They give the opposite answers. Rameir Omer Azev Zev Kabeitza. Rameir Omer Azev Zev Kizayas. It's a chash of a shear. By benching, one says one and one says the other one. And then by this thing, one says the other one.
What is the connection between meat? And
so there's no connection. So Amr of Yochanan, Mikhalafas Hashita, change somebody around to make them be the same. Abai Amr, you don't have to change anything around. Hacha b'kroi pligi. They're arguing about a pasuk. Rameir Savar, V'yachalta zu achila v'savata zu shtia. V'achila b'kizayis. Everywhere in the world, achila zu kizayis. Benching same story. Rabbi Yehuda Amr, no. Savar, achalta v'savata. Achila sheyesh bo svia. It's a different kind of achila here. It's an achila that has svia. What's that? Kibetza. Hasam, by the meat. Besvar Peligi. They argue about a whole different world. Rameir Savar Chazaraso Kitumaso. The return goes like the beginning of this Tumah. That this is got Ma Tumaso be Kibetza. Meat can only become Tome if it's a shear of a Kibetza. Av Chazaraso be Kibetza. So to returning the same shear. And Rabbi Yehuda Savar Chazaraso Ki Isuro. The returning is like the Isur. Ma Isuro be Kizayis. The Isur is on a Kizayis. Isur eating the meat. So do the Chazaras on the Kizayis also. Something to do with each other. So they don't know Stira. Fine. Ketzad Mezamnim. How do you make Zimun? So, Bishlosha, you have three people. Omar, Nevarech, Elkeinu, Shechal. Bishlosha, Vahu, if you have four people, Omar, you say Baruchu, Elkeinu. You say, not to say Nevarech, you say Baruchu. It's a higher mila of praise. Basar, Omar, Nevarech, Elkeinu. Basar v'hu, Omer, Barhu. Good. Echad asara, for the minute if it's 10, v'echad asara rubi, if it's 10,000, v'meyahu Omer, with 100 you say, now that doesn't make any sense, because we just said there's no difference if it's 1 or 10,000, and then it says, but if you have 100, you change it. So the Gemara is going to say, it's a different shita. V'meyahu, v'meyahu Omer, nevarach Hashem alokeinu. You say more praises. V'meyahu, you have 100 and plus 1, Omer, Barhu. You say, Barhu Hashem alokeinu. Elef, who Omer Bar Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. You have 1,000, you say that. Elokei Yisrael. Elefu, you have 1,001, Omer Baruch Hu. Berubuya, you have 10,000. Omer Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Avos Yisrael, Elokei Tzavakos, Yoshef Gru Balabazo, right, Shachalnu. Berubi Yehuv, 10,001, Omer Baruch Hu.
Who's counting the 10,000?
What do you mean? If you go to the Siyam HaShahat and everyone watch together, you make this one, right? You're home and alone, you have four people at your table.
No, who's counting 10,000 versus 10,001?
Be'inyin Shehu Mevarech, Kach on an achrav. Whatever the leader says, that's how they answer back. Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzevakos, Yoshev Kruban, Lamozon, Shalachalnu. Fine. Rebosh Aglili Omer, with Rov HaKahal, Heimavarchim. Sounds like he's not saying anything. But the more people, the more the merrier. Shenemar, like it says, B'makelus Baruch Hashem, Hashem, Mimkor Yisrael. Right? Right. Rashi explains that this is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who holds you always change the Nusach depending on the people that you have. Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mamatzinu, Beis HaKnesses, Echad Muvim, Echad Muatim. One second, when you're in shul, doesn't matter how many people are there, you have 10 or a billion, Omer, Baruch Hu Hashem, Baruch Hu Hashem. You don't change the Nusach at all. Why would you change it in benching? Now, when the line said, Echad 1 and Echad 10,000, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, what are you changing it for? You don't change it in shul. Why are we changing it by Mezumin? What kind of thing is that? Rishon Omer, Baruch Hu Hashem, Hamavarach. And that's the Nusach he's saying in shul. Okay, that's a side point. Okay? We'll stop here at the bottom of the page in the Gemara. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good Shabbos.